You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Monday afternoon, hundreds were gathered at Courthouse Park in Sonora for a freedom rally where people were against the COVID-19 vaccination mandates. During the rally, there was a brief fight where two individuals were arrested. Tuolumne County Supervisor Anaya Kirk held down one of the individuals until the Sonora police arrived. During yesterday's Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meeting, as broadcast on mymotherlode.com, the incident did come up during the public comment period regarding the public health report. Here are the unedited remarks from the caller and the response from Supervisor Kirk.
Hello?
Hello, you're on with the board. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad I have Tuesday morning off. I'm a full-time student instead of a county worker who works 8 to 5 so I can engage in the civic process for 2 hours or more. My name is Megan Mills, and my family has lived in Sonora for over 47 years. Today, I'm compelled to speak to the hideous actions of members of this community and board member Anaya Kirk specifically at the so-called Freedom Rally last night, or more accurately, the super spreader conspiracy theory entitlement event in which quote-unquote healthcare workers were protesting the statewide vaccine mandate. You have a responsibility to do no harm as healthcare workers. You do not have a right to endanger your patients or community by refusing to get vaccinated or wear a mask in your capacity as a healthcare worker. The self-centered entitlement displayed at the rally wouldn't be such a problem if it didn't put so many vulnerable people at risk of death. Secondly, video taken from last night's rally shows an egregious violation of the rights of local journalist and activist Sabina Alexander and their father. The video shows no less than 4 to 6 people holding her down in a headlock at one point, screaming in her face with no mask in sight. Sabina Alexander clearly states, quote, Anaya Kirk, get off me, unquote, at which point Anaya Kirk gets even more aggressive towards Sabina. Sabina is continually misgendered by everyone in this video, including Supervisor Kirk, which is in and of itself an act of violence. This attack was motivated by transphobia and Christian evangelical religious zealotry. This is unconscionable. Tuolumne County is hostile and unsafe for me and many other members of this community, especially Black, Indigenous, people of color, queer, trans, and gender nonconforming people. I do not feel welcome or at home in this community, but it's been my home for nearly 50 years, and I will continue to share my perspective here. I have permission from my friend and ally, Carly Fox, to share the following statement. During yesterday's anti-vax freedom rally, a local independent journalist and their father were violently pinned to the ground by rally attendees and then later arrested by police. While it's still not clear what led to this event, what is evident from this video is that police had little interest in making sure the rights of the journalist and their father were not violated. District 3 Supervisor Anaya Kirk was in attendance at the event because he is, quote unquote, tired of talking about science. He was also one of the men holding the journalist down. He explained that he, quote unquote, became involved after he saw a screwdriver on the ground, which he said, quote unquote, appeared to be altered as a weapon. Anaya did not see the beginning of the event unfold, nor did he know to whom the screwdriver belonged to or what its purpose intended was. Yet he was quick to draw conclusions and post on his social media account a highly speculative version of the story. In his words, quote unquote, let's see how this gets spined. Anaya was also concerned that his actions would be compared to police officer who murdered George Floyd, as he said that he is, quote unquote, waiting for the George Floyd post to come. Supervisor Kirk may be tired of talking about
I'm very sorry,
yes,
Megan. I'm sorry I have to cut you off there. Megan, your 3 minutes are up. I'll bring it back to the board.
So I do want to speak to, I think her name was Megan, regarding Savina, the lady, the person who was pinned down yesterday. I just want to clarify this. I'll probably do a Facebook video because she says some things that, you know, like the George Floyd thing that are, they are important to clarify. But, you know, my response to that, I actually wanted to stay out of that fight because I know I'm a politician, whatever, I'm a public figure, and I didn't want to have any of the media coverage on it. But yes, when I saw a weapon next to Savina, and Savina was punching the gentleman, I was afraid that Savina would, if that's their name, I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong. I was concerned that she would stab the individual. So I did, I think, what any level-headed person would do, and I grabbed the weapon and I held the arm down until police arrived. And I'm actually really glad that people were there videotaping it because it clarifies everything that happened. If you watch the video, and please, Megan, share that video because I don't need to justify my actions. They're all very justifiable in the video. There was a gentleman there. I was trying to calm the situation down, wait till police arrive. So, again, I don't need to even defend myself. The video does all the defense for me. The George Floyd thing was because somebody was yelling out that we were choking him like George Floyd. And the reason why I got on Facebook last night is because I honestly was concerned that either media or an individual would go on there and make such a comment that we were doing that to him when we weren't. I was actually very concerned about Savina's well-being, making sure her neck wasn't hurt. I was communicating with her very calmly. If you watch the video, you can't really hear the words, but just trying to bring some calm to the situation. I'm in riots. I'm in fights all the time at the prison. This isn't anything new for me. And we just need to calm the situation down.